So my husband and I were driving home from a date night, and we were hit head on by a drunk driver. It was awful. And we suffered head injuries, cuts all over, broken bones, and our car was totaled. And the insurance company called it an accident. Anytime it's a drunk driver, that's not an accident. They made a choice to get behind the wheel. So we decided that we were going to get help, and we called the advocates. They took care of everything. They were so great to work with. The settlement that they got for us was really good. It took care of all of those medical bills, property damage, time off from work, pain and suffering, really everything. It was so good. The advocates, they gave us our lives back in a lot of ways.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. You shouldn't pay for someone else's bad decisions. With the advocates, you won't have to.
No more work. So then she was like, I guess we'll just give Michael more work since he's done, you know, again. So then Michael just kept getting work. And we just like,
I would finish both of them before they even finished the first one. Nah, they legit, within the first week of that class, they moved me up to like the regular, I guess.
But
it was like,
remember,
a support class. I
you think. Remember when?
You said, what's up?
No, I was like algebra, like assistance, bro.
Yeah, some shit like that. And they just moved me to algebra.
Yeah, it was like the help algebra.
They did. They hold the fuck out of me. They moved me up on a test day.
Oh, nah. A nigga like me was in help math the second that shit.
What'd you say?
Nah, I remember, bro.
I could, like, she would pass out the sheets and then get to yap, and I'm looking at the shit. I'm like, oh, that's light work.
In elementary school, bro, my teacher was, like, real deal concerned, bro. She was like, yo, this nigga, like, this math shit not clicking, bro. Like, you got it.
Mind you, that's not even the only teacher I hated. I've never got, through all of high school, there's maybe one teacher that taught math that I got along with out of all of them. Because they would just be yapping the whole class. I already understood the topics. So I would just write and get it out the way. And I guess they didn't appreciate that. I guess they thought I wasn't listening to them or some shit. Or like, I already know the material.
I was like, they were social studies teachers, bro. They would dicky.
I was like that.
They'd be like, you Googled it. And I'd be like, I literally, like, we talk about this, bro, all the time.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was always math teachers and science teachers.
Exactly. I'd be like, bro, this is nothing new. No, they had me a plaque. They had me a packet about civil rights. It's due at the end of the week. I can get this shit done today and tomorrow. Easy. Turn that shit in.
Yo, wait, y'all got packets like over breaks?
Yeah, I see a fat ass packet.
I don't think I've, I don't think I've ever got a packet like
about
over
a 10
break.
Page.
Oh no, in social studies, I got social studies. I was like cheating. I was a merchant, bro.
That thick.
Oh yeah, Coach Dillard, bro. He gave us a packet about yay thick, and then graded 2 pages out of this fucking thick of a packet. Yeah.
Nah, we would have had a problem.
I ain't gonna lie. I cheated. I cheated that too. I waited for him to roll the dice and then asked Julia for her pages, bro.
I remember when you used to roll the dice.
Wait, what do you mean roll the dice?
He would roll the dice for like what pages you got to get out the thing.
Imagine it's 2 pages you didn't do and that's the 2 pages he picked.
Out of 100-something.
Yeah, we're going to have a problem. I'm not going to lie, bro.
You did everything else except for 2.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie because I really only was going to do a couple. Yeah. And then I heard how this is going to go down. Because he didn't tell nobody.
Yeah.
I found this shit out through word of mouth. Like, a random nigga walked by, like, just whispering, basically. Like, you know, he walked by and just said, you know, we should do the whole packet. I'm like, what you mean? And he never answered. that's what it felt like, bro. That's the type of interaction it felt, bro. It felt cryptic, bro.
100 pages out of a packet.
Now, I probably do, like, 8 of them questions and just called it a day. I'm like, bro, fuck you.
Nah,
that's something I always got lucky.
Now, you had to cheat in school, bro. I feel like if you didn't cheat in school, man, you wasn't really asking.
Nah, you...
Most definitely.
You had... Nah, it was like... Man, it's almost like they wanted you to.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like it was built to cheat. It's built to cheat, bro.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like they're giving you ideas.
Okay. They planting the seeds.
Like, I didn't even know this was a thing until you said so.
Okay. And then we was in the general school technology. You know
that you actually didn't have to, like, be good at math?
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
That's why I said I failed math, nigga.
No,
I wasn't.
No, I'm saying like my senior year, like of high school.
I got my 4 credits and I kept it pushing, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
My senior year of high school, my teacher was like, he did the math for everybody. He was like, yo, if you just do all the homework, you can average a 58% on the test and pass the class.
If I
get a 58 on a test and 100 on the homeworks. You gotta know I'm cheating. Like, come on, bro.
I'm not even gonna hold
it's
you,
obvious.
Bro. It ain't even about, like, cheating on homework or nothing. I didn't do homework off straight principle. Like, yo, I ain't gonna lie. Like, when they gave me homework, yo, it didn't matter how easy it was. It didn't matter.
That's
like,
some real shit, though.
Yo, bro, yeah, when them niggas gave me homework, I'll never forget, bro. I gave my teacher, she gave me my homework. I wrote my name on it, gave it back before she walked away to give the next nigga the sheet. And she's like, what do you want, a zero? And I was like, yeah, I'm done. And then she was like, real deal, like, she called my mom and everything. She's like, he has a problem. He needs to get motivated. And I was like, I'm plenty motivated. I'm just not doing your worksheet.
Nah, it'd like, be hard to, like, come home and have to do, like...
No, you want
to
know what it is? Because...
Nah, I ain't going to say hard. Hard is a stretch.
It's more like mental. It's like you're finally out of school.
Eighth grade, middle school, like, not really. Sixth, seventh grade is when it started. Like, sixth grade is like...
I started me in fifth. I ain't going to lie.
No, see, fifth grade, bro, elementary school homework was so easy. I didn't, like... They
were just...
I was low-key about... I didn't even realize it was homework as a kid. Because I really enjoyed it though. Like, no, I was real deal a kid, bro. Like, I would put where we had to do alphabet and we had like the bingo thing, and you had to put the shaving cream on the table. That was top tier entertainment.
Wait,
bro.
Shaving cream on the table?
Yeah, what it was an assignment. You had to write your like alphabet out and shaving cream on a table, and it would like you take a picture of it. It was like in like third, fourth grade, bro. But to me, that shit was like,
oh no, that does sound fun.
Right? Well, elementary school work was.
It's because it was like, it would help you remember because it's like you're physically writing it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, one time I told
I love that homework.
I gave my teacher like more work. Like I was, like, it was so easy. I was at home and like I downloaded more like random pages off the internet, gave it to my teacher. It was like, yo, like I just did a little bit of extra work. I did a little bit of extra
work. You the reason a nigga like me was getting his work upgraded. That's the problem.
And they was like, oh, yeah, we got DJ crazy. Here.
That's when I really cared about, like, that's when I really cared about school. Like, elementary school, like, you kind of, like, care a little bit.
See, yeah, my teachers, man. My it's teachers like found out that, like,
yeah,
I wasn't.
Yeah, it's almost fun, yeah.
My teachers thought I was dumb until, like, we got to, like, the reading portions of, like, fourth, fifth grade. And then they were, like, we started doing, like, the graded reading, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you had to
do
the quiz at the end of the week on the computer.
Oh, yeah.
And they were, like, if you read, you know, the bigger, like, higher level books, you only got to take one test and it's, like, four or five questions. If you read multiple little books on your grade level, you do more questioning with more, like, you know, because it's for each book, it's a certain amount of questions.
Type shit.
So, like, I'm going to just read the big-ass book. I pick up the book, and my teacher was like, you know, you could read that? And I was like, I was like, what do you mean, can I read that? Like, I was like, what do you mean, can I read it? And she's like, you, like, that's, you know, it's about three things above your level. I was like, it's a book. Like, I was like, it's like, I was confused. Yeah. Bro, I read it, took the test, and I passed it, and then she was like, so why don't you just read like this all the time? I was like, well, that's like, it's not the same. Like, me reading something I'm interested in isn't reading. Like, I don't like reading.
Like, when it felt like I have to do it, bro. It's like, it ruins it for me.
That's why I hated history class, bro.
See, I
couldn't sit through. History. Bro, it was, bro, it was nothing but PowerPoints day after day, bro.
I always had fun teachers, bro. So, you know, I was chilling.
See, I'm a yapper, bro, you know? So, like, when a teacher would tell me something and I thought it was some bullshit, I just tell him, like, you know, that's not what I heard.
Oh, you one of them, bro. I hated them niggas in class. Actually, sir, bro, shut
only
up,
in social
bro.
No, only in social
we about to get out in that's 6 minutes, bro. Sir? Just shut up, dog. You
know, that is a great question, Gabe.
Come on, bro. Actually, let me show you all this video. Now he want to get on a whole nother lesson, bro.
You got to peep game.
Did you actually know this?
You got to peep game, bro. When you do it the right way, you're not going to get no work and you're not going to
get
held over.
You got
to
get them yapping.
They're
going
to yap. They're going to forget about the assignment for today. He ain't got no choice but to give you 100, right? Because then he's going to be like, we could either give this tomorrow or I could give y'all a grade. Of course the class is going to say, give me a grade. And all you got to do is be like, bro, if you give us the grade, you don't got to double up on grading work next 2 days, you know? You got a life to teach, you feel me?
Y'all just give us a score for that?
Of course,
bro. Yeah. When I was in school, bro, my teacher used to violate. Y'all ever had a teacher like...
Because you ain't talking to your teacher,
nah,
right?
Bro,
you got to butter him up.
You ever been like taking a test,
talk
right?
About what they want to talk about.
Do you know how like when you taking a test, the teacher's like a walk around and check, bro? Mm-hmm. Bro, I remember it was one time I was taking a test. And like, you know, sometimes if they watching you, they might help you with the answer.
Yeah.
I was taking it. I remember this vividly because I felt violated because like they had me. I was taking the test. The teacher's walking around. He look at my paper and he say, like, he look at me, you know, like, I put the answer in and I get that look, like, you know, like, is this right? Like, so I give him that look. He give me, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so he give me that look. So, mind you, I'm like, I get you. I get what you're saying. I erase it, pick another answer, look back up. Bro, I'm gonna say, just in case y'all, you know, if y'all don't know, if y'all unaware, there are retakes if you get below. So now I'm like, he's standing right next to me, bro. And I promise you, I don't. He was like, mind you, like he looked. There are retakes and looked right down at me. Like, what are you trying to say, bro? Like,
he had a message.
What's your problem?
No, trying to say you need to take a retake.
Come to find out, I did get a 54 on the test, and I had to do the retake. But you don't have to say that in front of, like, mind you, it's girls in here. Like, what is you doing? And you right next to me. I'm in the front of the class. I'm already next to your desk, and you violating, bro. Like, relax.
He was just preparing you.
Okay, now they always walking up like,
because why did you have to, like, violate me like that, bro? Like,
hey, man, you just have to be the
example. Bro, he was like, there are retakes if you get below a certain grade. And you know how, like, somebody keep talking, but they fade away? He was just, like, walking backwards, like, there are retakes. Like, bro, what is your problem, bro? Like, hey, what are you doing?
He was just letting you know, like, maybe you need to try a little harder.
Okay, man.
You know, or you just need to give up.
Nah, bro. They walk around and be like, you know, class, make sure you read the questions a lot
now,
carefully.
Looking back.
Oh, dude, I hate that shit, Michael.
Yeah, make sure you read the questions carefully. That bullshit, bro.
No, bro. Read the questions carefully.
Make sure you really understand it. You got questions,
you know, in a reading one when you be like, hey, what does this mean? And they'd be like, I can't explain it no better.
No bullshit.
What are you talking about? Like, I just told you, I read what you told me and I don't get it. How can I answer the question?
Bro, the testing used to be so crazy. Y'all remember them big tests we used to take at the end of the year, bro?
Hey, the CRCT?
Yes.
You know, that's, bro, the only reason I made it to middle school was because I cheated like fuck on the CRCT
in
fifth grade.
How do you cheat on that? That's one of those tests, like,
they had them things.
Or the folders.
Yeah, bro, them folders wasn't worth a damn.
We had to take those tests for days, right? Yeah. It was like two or three days.
That ain't shit.
That was torture. Looking back, that shit was torture, bro.
What do I look like in them
tests for an hour and a half?
Hours, bro.
I'll never, bro, I walked in there. Every CRCT, when CRCT came around, I'd be nervous. Because I know I don't know the shit, but I know I can't fail. Like, my mama can't pay for summer school. That's not going to happen. Okay. Like, and I can't tell my dad I failed either. Like, that nigga would, I wouldn't hear the end of it, bro.
Bro.
So then I was like, I'm just cheat. You know, I cheat all year. What's the difference, you know? I'll just do it now. And yeah, bro, other people's computers, you feel me? Like, yeah, I don't got to look at the nigga next to me. That's all the divider stopped me from doing, was looking at the nigga right here, right there. There's niggas over there, niggas over there. You feel me? Like, it's not, I just look. Keep over, bro. Thing was like, if some of them would be cracked and like broken, you know, you just like make the hole bigger. It wasn't hard, bro. You know. Then I passed at the end of the year.
Bro, if you put like the work that you put into cheating,
on God, I would have been a great student. On God,
if you would have just put that into studying, bro, I promise you'd have been fine, bro.
Now you know. I told my mom like I'm not putting in no more effort. You know, like she used to try. She'd be like, you know, I'd be like, nah, like it's just not gonna happen.
At least she was honest, man.
Okay, amen.
Hey, you stuck
welcome back to another episode of the Forecast Podcast. You are now tuning in to episode 8. I'm your host, BJ. To my left, we got my guy, Michael. You know, we got my guy, Michael, back last week. Yes, we had Jaden, you know? But...
He had Ebola.
Yeah, he had like Ebola, you know, so we had to... Whatever Cam had... Man. Wherever Cam had that one time, he had passed it on to Michael.
We saw
y'all comments on the last video saying y'all wanted to, like... I don't want to be rude, but y'all wanted to get rid of Jaden... So we brought Michael back because I know
hold on now, do the applause shit that you.
Oh, my bad, I got you.
You know what I'm saying? Hold on, man. You know, awesome shit. You know.
Okay.
Type shit.
So yeah, man. My bad. To my left, we got our guy Michael back. Jaden is
Welcome back.
Jaden won't be back for a good minute. To my right, we got my guys Cam and Gabe. Y'all say what's up, man.
You know, I don't know why, man, but you know, you said him first, me second. You know.
Why does that matter, bro?
What's going on?
That's like Gabe and Cam rolls better off the tongue.
It's like the order, you know, my
bro.
Head,
bro. Come on, bro. My bad, y'all. We got
actually
no.
You fucked it up again.
Yeah, you fucked it up.
Yo, come on. See, y'all got
to read the shit, bro.
No.
Illusion. Oh yeah,
I was trying to. You just stopped me.
Fucking up the motion.
Yeah, no, you had.
If you're watching on YouTube, oh my bad. I'm sorry. We do got producer Jaden in the back. Y'all can't see him yet. We gonna get him a mic coming soon though. Stay tuned. But he not gonna talk much. But you know what I'm saying. If you're watching on YouTube, please make sure to hit the like button. Please make sure to comment. Please make sure to subscribe. Hit the subscribe button if you are new and turn on post notifications. We drop these episodes weekly every Wednesday. You don't want to miss them. Come on, bro. We practice
God
this.
Damn.
What are we doing?
I thought we switched.
No,
I thought
we switched. No.
We literally switched at the bottom.
We told you right there, bro. We told you can't do
for y'all that don't understand, bro. We chopped up the intro.
I thought we switched.
We chopped up the intro. Everybody was going to say a different piece of the intro. My part was done.
Please also make sure to subscribe to the Forecast podcast.
Slow down, bro. Slow down, bro.
Restart, bro. We gonna edit it, bro. Restart, bro. Okay,
restart, bro.
Lock in.
Come on, lock in. Here we go.
Look, they're not even gonna know what happened, bro. So right, you
now
start.
I say the last part so it can just roll off easy. Right, you feel me? All right, all right. We drop these episodes Jesus every Christ. Wednesday. You don't want to miss them. Come on, dude. What's your problem, bro?
Hey, I'm not going to hold
you.
You
got one job, bro.
Hey, look. Hey, please. If they get it, bro, the intro's
please,
done.
Also, on, bro, make please. Sure to subscribe to the Forecast Podcast feed on Apple, Spotify, or whatever.
All right, bro. Be
keep
there.
Going.
Whatever you just listen finish. To your podcast, and please, sir, please be sure, okay, to leave a 5-star rating. We greatly appreciate it.
Also, make sure to follow our podcast social media pages and our individual pages, and they will be linked down below in the description.
And we greatly appreciate your support, because without y'all, we wouldn't be able to.
Round of applause, man. That's what I'm talking about right there. You know, it's like I a think, lot to get through, but that's what I like to see. You gonna
I
have
think
to.
That was
yeah,
good.
You
I gonna, think that was good.
It's ironic that you think it was good. You was fucking up the most. Bro.
I don't think I was fucking.
Y'all
up.
Was
I
up there. You know, y'all were up there. You know, me and Michael Carey.
You know, what I'm saying?
I wouldn't
no
say
bullshit.
Carey.
Put the team on the back.
Carey is okay, a stretch. Man. I have the. I have the meat of the hamburger. Y'all just got the lettuce and the tomato.
Yeah, but like, I mean, I have to go off of you.
I mean, like,
you
does
know,
it really
it's...
mean much, like, if the meat's ass? Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, if you make
what?
A burger...
I figure
like,
it's a little undercooked like, for us, like, you know what I'm saying?
No, what?
Like, the meat wasn't as bad as Cam. Like the lettuce Cam had was expired.
No
bullshit,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That shit was out of date. It shouldn't have been put on the burger.
It was still good, though.
But the meat was still, like, overcooked.
No, you know it wasn't.
Like, that shit was still... You know, you were tense, you feel me?
I went through it quick.
You and Cam should redo it.
I went through
it. Y'all shit in front of it. Look, just cut it right here, and then boom, off the top.
I hope you know none of this is getting cut out.
I know it's not.
Yeah.
It don't need to.
No camera.
Because I did great, you feel me?
You know what I'm saying?
We just talked about reading. Nah.
Because we got a feeling over here. It's an A1 performance right there.
We just talked about reading levels.
LeBron and D-Wade.
What the fuck are we talking
about? What does LeBron and D-Wade have to do with anything, bro?
Yeah, you
saw
that video.
Talking about?
Speaking of D-Wade, randomly, though, you saw D-Wade, like, looking at that other nigga when he was hooping with him? Like
looking at who?
He was playing with this nigga. Like, yeah. And they were like, yo, like this is how he wish he could look at his son.
Damn. Wait, are you joking?
Yeah, no, I seen a video. And he was playing with some nigga and they, like the kid like bumped him and then he started like grinning, bro. He was like really like enjoying this shit.
Yo, I heard there was a video of D Wade teaching like his daughter how to dribble with his ass. I don't know if that's true or not.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie. I don't want to talk about D Wade no more.
You remember that one video?
We're tarnishing his legacy, bro.
I don't want to talk. No, I just need to know if that's true or not.
Remember that video of that person like bouncing it with their ass?
Oh, it wasn't D-Wade.
Nah.
It was like
okay,
a meme.
Yeah, we're going to cut that out. I'm not getting canceled.
You said, might as well keep it in.
Nah,
bro.
We not. Nah, we cutting
I,
that out.
I don't think you get canceled.
Nah, because like.
You said daughter.
No, because if I say. No,
you
but
called
if,
her by right
no,
name.
No, but I'm saying, I say bro. That, we'll never like, what if we never get LeBron on the podcast?
Bro, fuck LeBron. Now we never getting LeBron on the podcast.
Yo.
Like he going to cut it
his
out.
Thoughts,
I don't,
his thoughts
hey, that's him
do
alone.
Not. Like reflect the whole, like,
you know what I'm saying?
His independent thoughts do not reflect the whole.
No,
bro.
I don't have.
I hold LeBron to a high standard, bro.
The highest of standards.
The highest of
the highest of standards. So what if he does something? Not saying like he will.
What if he figured out he's a little good?
Huh? Yeah, like what if him and Diddy are like,
you know what I'm saying? Ain't no party like a Diddy party, you know what I'm saying?
Would that bother you? Like, would that still like? Would you or would you still support that behavior?
I don't think it's my like it's not my job to judge another man.
You that I get you. That shit don't bother you, type shit.
Nah, it's just like let's get into the first. Let's get in the newscast, man. Y'all heard TikTok got banned? Well, it got banned, but then it got like
nigga,
right
we got
back.
Put on timeout, bro. I ain't gonna
yeah,
lie.
Yeah,
that shit happened overnight.
Like
12
hours.
You know what I'm saying? I woke up in the
was
morning.
It 12?
It
yeah, it was
back
yeah, about like 12 hours. Yeah, because I tried to check it after we got on last week. It was gone. Then I went to work. It was up.
It was gone.
Yo,
like
bro.
At 10,
when
10
I was
o'clock,
bro.
Right?
Something I was at work, and when people found out TikTok came back, oh my, bro, you would have thought, like, bro, you would have thought somebody was throwing money in the street.
Thought
and, like,
the war
they
ended,
so, bro. It was crazy, bro. Like, bro, it was this lady. Actually, I remember it vividly because it was this lady. The manager told her, oh, when you, like, because you know it's tax season shit. She's like, when you get done, make sure you go in the back, get your taxes. This lady was like, okay. That same lady told her TikTok came back. Bro, she was in there fucking praise dancing and shit. Like, what is your problem?
You know, some people were hurting. Some people, nah, some people were crying.
Yeah, no
kidding. Some people was
that's some
they were not taking
crying,
it well.
Bro. I'm gonna be honest,
know,
bro.
You would have thought somebody died.
No, like, no that was crazy, bro.
I wasn't emotional or nothing, but I found out I was an addict, indeed.
No, I most definitely pissed on that bitch. I'm like, oh, damn. Saw it, like, it said ban. I'm like, damn.
A nigga like me saw it close, right? When we was here, we saw it get banned.
Yeah, we saw it, yeah.
I got home, went to sleep, woke up, clicked on it 5 times off the wake up. And I was like, why it ain't working? Like, I was like, like, I was real deal confused. I was like, yo.
They said, what happened?
The ones that's sick right now is the ones that deleted it and they still can't get it back. Oh, yo, no. I seen the video of somebody crying because she couldn't get it back.
Bro. I was like, you heard niggas selling their phones with the app on it?
Bro, they bro.
You know, how much they sell?
Selling their phones for 10 bands, bro.
I seen one for 25 bands.
Nigga, I might have to sell my phone for 4,000.
The nigga we happen to be talking about.
If y'all want
earlier,
a phone, 4,000.
I got two different phones with on them.
Bro, what are we?
Bro, 5 bands each.
Yep, 4,000. Just
Oh no.
Just
if a nigga did offer me like more, if a nigga offered me like 2 bands for my phone, he could have it.
Yeah, he can have it. Cause a fan, a phone is only what, a band, right? A new phone is about a band.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you offer me double for a used phone, that's probably the later version.
All because it got TikTok. I don't need it that bad. Okay. I don't need that bad. Let alone 10 bands.
I'll just go buy the new phone.
Tell you.
And when I get the new phone, this is gonna transfer onto
TikTok
that phone.
Is gonna be on that. Yeah, exactly. Wow. Cool. Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Oh, then I might scam niggas. I ain't gonna lie.
Wait,
I'm gonna give them a phone that don't work.
But they're gonna ask if TikTok is on. They're gonna ask for you to check it.
Some nigga gonna be fiending enough for me to. If you willing to pay me 2 bands for a phone just because it got TikTok, you gonna accept the fact that I'm gonna mail it to you, bro.
No bullshit.
You don't need.
Somebody was like, "I'm begging you, President Trump, ban TikTok the same grown up addicts like me."
You know that's where it gets bad. You know what I mean?
Like crazy work.
Because you know some of them people on TikTok, they quit their jobs and stuff.
Yeah,
those are source of income and all that shit.
Yeah, and
hopefully you figured out a way to disperse your audience before it. Well, I mean, it's back now, so I mean.
Yeah, but like, some people probably was like panicking.
Some people, some people definitely was gonna crash out. But the ban is only for 75 days. Like, the bill, I think, got partner, whatever it's called, something like that. The ban is only halted for 75 days. So after 75 days, it could get like re-shut down.
I feel like it's
re-shut down again.
It's not going to.
It's not. Yeah, I don't.
Trump likes TikTok. I think TikTok helped him win the election.
Yeah, I don't
think he won't get rid of it.
Yeah, I just feel like they do this like all the time. Like
every other month, you're hearing about a ban.
It's been like that for years.
Well, they want to ban TikTok because they can't control it like other apps.
Yeah,
because TikTok's not under the same like agreements because they won't sign them.
People can tell you like what you call their opinions or facts about.
That's the problem they have with X. It's because they can't mediate what's on it. Yeah, Instagram and like Facebook and all that shit, they have a deal.
Elon Musk being the owner, they can't.
That's why they can't. Yeah. That's the problem. Owned. Like
he let it happen.
With TikTok and X, they're owned by like niggas who haven't signed with the government.
It is a lot of shit on.
But like Mark Zuckerberg, he signed the contract the government gave to censor.
It is a lot of shit on Twitter that's like. Bro, there's no way this should be like on the regular internet, bro.
I do agree that
you can dead open your phone and see somebody die, bro.
Yeah, it being uncensored, it has like, you know, the negatives as far as like porn and all that kind of stuff goes, but it's also like a, I don't know, man. The information's useful too.
Yeah, I see some interesting facts on there.
I get the most facts.
I feel like it just got to be a level of like, there's got to be a balance. There got to be some type of guideline.
There has to be a filter, but it doesn't necessarily need to be banned.
There needs to be a filter, but not like a free speech filter.
No, the filter should be that I shouldn't see it. Like,
if
I don't want to see like niggas dying on my,
it should be like a setting or something I could put on.
Yeah, I don't want to see that. Anytime I click on the comments of any video on Twitter, it's ass.
Every time.
It'll be
like some shit about LeBron scoring 40,000. And a bitch talking, I was with him last night. Like, what the fuck are we talking
about? Yeah, anything. The captions be wild, bro. The AIs, bro. The bots.
The bots be crazy. Bro, y'all remember the time, like 2020, when you could be on some sports shit. Some political shit, some music shit, and all the comments was YoungBoy better, bro.
Yeah.
Everybody
was saying that
ratio. Like, terrible time.
People were dragging
YB
that.
YB like, better,
that
bro.
Was for years.
No, bro. Niggas used to write like paragraphs to get you to think they talking about some real shit and end it with YB better. Like, come on,
and
that's dude. Right.
And like, niggas was damn near like that in real life already anyway.
Wait, what do you mean?
YoungBoy fans was that bad?
Hold on, YoungBoy fans in real life? Bro?
No, I don't think in real life they was. I think on the internet people.
That is exactly what it felt like in real life talking
to
a YoungBoy fan talking to other YoungBoy fans, he can't feel the tension in the air, bro. He can't feel that musk in the air.
I'm not gonna lie, bro.
As a regular human being myself, just hearing these conversations,
bro. You like, know what they say, bro.
But what?
A hit dog gonna holler, bro. I feel like you talking about me right now, bro.
Like, no, you on the main one. I'm on FaceTime with this shit going off in the background, bro.
What was BJ doing?
I was just the big YB band.
Bro, you be on FaceTime with this nigga, that shit be blasting in the background.
I can't
bro.
Listen to music no more, bro.
But it'll be nothing. It'll be nothing but YB.
Like, y'all mad at me because YB court date was on my birthday and I was thinking about going.
You know what he said?
You know what I'm saying right now, my nigga?
Damn, it's my birthday.
No, you know what he said?
Locked up.
He said if YB go to jail or like if his court go wrong, I'm gonna have like a bad day. Like,
no,
he was like, this shit gonna make or break my birthday if YB go to jail.
You feel me? Like, come on, bro. Like,
you can't say
it's bigger than black and white, bro. It's bigger than NBA, bro. Come on, bro. Shit crazy, man. That YB better time was like, damn, bro. Like, nah, YB really like
he was dropping good music.
He was dropping good
single
music,
after
bro.
Single on that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but for him to be as big as he is, like.
On house arrest,
and yeah, and no like mainstream meat is crazy, bro. Mm-hmm. No cap.
Really, he just grown over.
Yeah,
I don't
like him, but he's generational. This okay. is a fact.
Like the music wasn't bad. It was just people dragged the fuck out.
Yeah,
of it.
Yeah. Really fans made it. Fans ruined it more for me.
Yeah, fans can definitely ruin like your
favorite artist.
Perception of an artist for sure. 1000%.
Yeah.
No cap though. But shout out TikTok being unbanned. I hope it don't get banned again. I mean, not that I'll get mad. Like, if it get banned, like, I'm not going to cry. But like,
I'd be sick for about 10 minutes.
Just know.
I was definitely sick when I tried to open it. And I was like, damn.
Exactly.
Okay.
I was like, what do I fill this moment with now?
Like, it's like got a boy. Yeah, people were downloading, like, there's other apps like Red Note and stuff like that. Yeah, people, I heard. If it's that bad, bro,
trying to learn Mandarin and shit,
I would download Red Note only because the videos I seen on TikTok from that was funny as fuck.
Yeah. Man. I'm not going to count that. Me and Cam was thinking about downloading the Facebook. We like, damn, bro, TikTok. Damn, might be fiending. Like, if we like, damn, bro, we got to get another one.
No, that
bro.
Is like,
I ain't gonna lie.
That's the same level of fiending, twin.
I was like, Facebook would be like, you know.
No, we were talking about for the podcast, though. Not like for us individually. We're talking about like for this.
I'm going to be honest, bro. I'm not downloading Facebook. I can't lie. I can't do it.
Yeah, I couldn't get
But I ain't going to lie. I seen a stat that Facebook has like the most users, like,
I believe
by like a billion.
That's fact.
That is fact.
Because, like, internationally, niggas use Facebook the most.
That's what, so it's like,
especially in foreign countries.
We probably should use Facebook.
You should, like, Michael need it, though.
No,
right? Because you know what Michael could do?
Get over to the Haitians.
Connect with his Haitian family.
Get Haiti, bro.
Okay.
Get back to Haiti.
I knew.
And, you know,
that's
Cameron likes to act like he don't got no Haitian in him, but.
Yeah, you got some type
bro,
of, like.
I got, like,
look
point,
at him. You feel
I,
me? Like,
I got, like, point zero.
Nah, it's the stash,
zero,
bro.
Zero,
I'm telling
one.
You. My
Point
uncle got that same stash, gang. I ain't gonna lie.
It was my
shave your head, bro. You look just like bro.
Huh?
I said shave your head, bro, and keep the stash, bro. You look just like my uncle, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you could be a Jean Baptiste right now.
No bullshit,
Jean Baptiste.
You know, an Indian said I look like his brother.
Oh wow.
You know what? It's kind of clicking a little bit. Like, I'm not gonna lie. If you really look at him and like just think of like a Eastern Indian man,
you know what it is.
It if you, really locked
you
in on it.
If you, right now,
wore, if you wore like a turban, it's locked.
Okay,
bro,
yeah.
What's the dude? Bro, what's the dude name for Phineas Ferb?
That's racist.
That's not racist.
That's racist.
No, look at
Balji
and then look at Ken.
Not even close.
That's
racist.
Hold on,
that's gotta be racist.
That's kind of insane.
Bring up a picture.
No.
I can't even say that's the same.
You want to know how I know what Balji looks like? Because Balji looks like Rodrigo.
But Balji is Indian, right? I'm pretty sure Balji is Indian.
Yeah, I think he is Indian. With that whole episode,
yeah, Balji was Indian.
He is Indian.
Yo, that's crazy work.
You would be the first one to get
crazy work.
Nah, bro, you know that shit.
I'm talking
bro.
About an episode.
No, but why you do that little
Because they was doing this in the. I feel like I had to do it.
Bro, is that an indie? Like, are you 100% sure that's an indie?
No, that's what they did.
Like, if somebody sees somebody, like, doing the shoot, like, and compared it to a black person, like, you.
But would you argue that? Would you argue that?
No, I'd be like, nigga, that's racist as hell, but you right. Like,
it's not racist as hell if it's right, though. Like,
you know, like.
Because the first video I seen of the shoot was a bunch of niggas on the track. Like, a bunch of black... You know.
Talking about some suit.
And then Black Boy JB, you know. Look, it's like about Memphis so niggas, dog. I'm not going to lie.
No, bro. Memphis is really up, bro.
That's not what I was getting at.
No, but like, bro, all the rap.
What's their name called? I Heart Memphis?
Gotta rap Memphis when you can,
all the
man.
I'm just saying, bro. Because y'all not going to hate on
your
blood. Because y'all not going to hate
from
on
Memphis.
The city,
bro.
Y'all not gonna hate on Cindy. Shout out Duke Deuce. Y'all not gonna hate on this.
Nah, shout out to Twin is crazy. I like that.
Nah, I really
it's
gotta
like
shout out my dog
accepting.
For real, bro.
Okay, man.
No, that's your dog.
You should shout out Chef G.
Yo, Chef G.
Just grab it and slide it. Are you zoomed in? If you're zoomed, you gotta maximize. You gotta minimize the screen first, and it's not sliding. All right, don't worry about it. You just don't know what you're doing. It is what it is, bro.
Damn.
Nah, no cap, though. Hey, man. No cap, man. TikTok.
I really gotta look up a picture. Yeah, shout out TikTok. I really gotta see this. Like,
but yeah, man. Let's really. It's our podcast, bro. Like, if you feel like you want to say something, bro, like, I'm not gonna stop you, bro.
No bullshit, man. I was just thinking about the great Khali music. That's it.
The great Khali, the WWE fighter.
Yes,
yeah. Wait, is he dead? He dead, right? I mean, not that, but I'm saying he's dead.
I don't know the lyrics, so it'd be racist for me to sing it without the lyrics. No, I was thinking of a different song, bro. But it's that like one Indian.
I know
song,
what you're talking about.
Yes, bro.
Fucking!
I don't.
You know it. You know it. I don't know the words.
It's pissing me off because I know. Look, I can't get.
I thought the words was, "Meet me at the pool around 7."
Nah, I don't even know if it's words though.
But if you heard it, you know the words. That's what I thought the words was, and I tried to translate it, bro. Meet me at the pool around 7:59. That's what I got from it, bro.
Go ahead.
No, bro. We're not going to sing it, bro. We're going to get violated. We already talked about that in that one.
Kind of.
I ain't want to, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, no cap, man. Let's really get into this next situation. This next situation is Aladdin.
No,
bro. Come. You got to chill, dog.
Wait, dude. Aladdin.
You got to chill, bro.
I just thought about something, though. If we had to, like, because, you know, every race has been represented, like, in a movie like that, right? Like,
type shit.
What you mean?
What character would, like, represent a race? Like, Aladdin represents, like, you know, every people, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, what character would you say represents, like, other races?
What character from a movie represents?
Like black people. Like, if you had to say black people.
Let's say that question. Let's say that question. Let's finish the forecast, the newscast, and we'll get back to that question. All right, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Keep that thought. All right. So look, man. Have you heard about the situation where there was a white woman who was walking her kid, and she went up to a guy's house? Apparently, this was at a neighborhood in Ohio. She went up to a guy's house, and she said that he thought she was following her. She pulls into the driveway. At this point, she's at their front porch, and she rang their doorbell, like, asking for help. At his house, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, do you live here? And he got out of the car and was like, who are you looking for? She was like, do you live here? And she was like, he was like, yeah, this is my house. And she said, I don't believe you.
Wow.
And she started, like, running and screaming for help, like,
yeah, I seen the video.
Full speed running and screaming for help.
Grabbed the baby out the stroller, knocked the stroller over,
left the stroller,
hopped off the
stroller,
porch,
went flat,
bro.
Jumped on the neighbor's porch,
turned that corner,
bro. She was screaming for help like she was about to die, bro. Like,
help,
bro. That shit was bad, bro.
Tweaking, yep, it was nasty,
bro. So she runs away screaming, right? Eventually, she comes back. Everybody's like, his wife is outside, he's outside, and I'm pretty sure her husband came out. And she was just like, she was scared because she thought that he was following her. And she was like, you have to see things from my point of view, right? Now, What are y'all thoughts before I say what I'm about to say?
No, she's like,
she reminded me of that white lady on the airplane.
I think that, what white lady on the airplane?
You talking about the,
wait, like, if y'all gonna understand that, hold on.
No, you ain't seen that video?
Nah.
Okay, so it was a lady. She was like, she was outside, and it was in a neighborhood, right? It's known, well, this is the word they use, an affluent neighborhood. So it's mostly Caucasian people in this neighborhood, and they're black, and like they're in this neighborhood, and apparently they have the biggest house in the area, right?
I see where it's going.
Yeah, that, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So she was like, he thought she was following him the whole time. He going to his house. Then he gets to the house, says it's his house. She's like, I don't believe you. Starts running, screaming for help, right? That's what happened. So,
like, that was her solution. Like,
I think
are. What do y'all think?
I think there's people who are too scared to be adults. Like, you're not.
Yeah.
Like, she was definitely like not like raised to be outside of the house. Like, mm-hmm. She's never been outside by herself. Like,
yeah.
You know, you can't walk around and be scared of like the world.
Because like especially
it wasn't even like he was talking to her, honking at her, following her, like driving.
She said that he was driving slow beside her. And he said he was looking at the like his Christmas lights. You know what I'm saying? That's why he was driving slow, but then he pulled into the driveway.
Mm. Yeah, but it wasn't like he followed her down the block. No, exactly. From the, yeah. That's exactly. My point. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
He was just driving like on the street like a regular person.
Yeah.
And she over there scared for no reason. Especially if you get out the car
it up.
And like I on think... the driveway, it's no point of like, oh, is this your house?
Mm-hmm. You got to be aware, but you can't be panicky out there.
Mm. That's what I was about to say. If you're out late at night, if you're that scared, why are you out late at night?
That's my point. She's just scared to be outside. That's my point, yeah.
And two, you have to see things from my point of view. You're on my porch at my house. Yeah. What are you talking about?
I get like the vision in the sense of like if I was walking down the street and I thought a nigga was following me and I walked up to my house a random house to pretend like I was finna unlock the door and go inside.
Yeah.
And by like happen chance, it's the nigga's house that I was trying to get away from.
Yeah.
I'd be like, nah, I'ma die.
You on my porch. I'ma die. But it's like, but I don't, in my opinion, I don't gotta see none from your point of view because you're on my doorstep.
No.
That's what you're saying.
No.
Because I don't know.
You don't want to waste time sit there trying to ask questions. And, you know,
exactly. Like, I don't know who you are, and you're on my doorstep where I live, where my family lay their head, where my kids eat their food. Like, I don't gotta see nothing from your point of view.
Mm. I agree.
Mind you, what you about to say?
No, I was gonna say that maybe, now I could understand if, because there was kids involved, mm-hmm. she was more like less thinking. Like she wasn't thinking like, oh,
yeah,
maybe
more jumpy. More action.
Yeah, yeah, more like, oh, I gotta protect my kids. I gotta protect my kids. But in the same sense, you still, I feel like, at least see it out. Like if he said that's his house, I wouldn't stay there.
He said that's his house. Yeah. And she said, I don't believe you.
Yeah, like I can't say like, and he's not coming off threatening. He's just like in the driveway,
exactly,
getting out
of his
car.
House.
Exactly.
So mind you, imagine if she would have ran off with them kids, screaming, somebody's chasing me, and somebody came back, like, trying to harm this nigga, bro.
Exactly.
Because you just on some...
Because I think her husband came out.
Yeah, her husband came out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That'd be on her.
Exactly, bro. Like, mm-hmm. and there's nothing you can do about it. Let's say somebody shoots him. There's nothing you can do about it.
I wouldn't blame, like, her husband either.
Yeah.
He can try to protect us.
Because, like, if I walk outside, like, hearing my wife scream with my, like, two kids in her hand, and then she's like, there's a dude chasing me. And then I see a dude come around the corner. Hey.
No, okay. This is apparently what happened.
I might not shoot, bro, but I might be, I'm going to be on your ass before you get a chance. You're going to have to explain yourself before I get to you.
No cap.
Because it's going to be too late once.
But apparently what happened was he got out of the car. Once he seen her running, he said he got scared. He just went in the house. Because, like, you know what I'm saying? She said.
Wait. The husband?
Yeah. No.
Are you talking about the nigga at the...
The house owner?
Like the nigga was following her? Her husband?
No,
I thought you were saying her husband was in the car at their driveway, his wife running, and ran in the house. I was like, what?
That
nigga's a hoe.
The husband went in the house because he was like, bro, you running, screaming, like, and I ain't got nothing to do with this. Apparently, she went to like a house down the street to another neighbor's house and told them like what was going on. And apparently she called her husband and she said she told him the situation, but she told him he don't got to come out or something like that, right? So her husband eventually came out but he didn't come out like on angry shit because
it's been a minute. Like, yeah,
she
wasn't
didn't go
right
straight
in the
to
moment,
she went
yeah.
to like a neighbor's house, right?
Mm.
So the problem with this is people are saying she was racially profiling him because he's black.
Mm.
I don't disagree. I'm not gonna lie.
In a sense,
because
I'm not gonna lie. He got out the car and told you, "This is my house." Gross. Mm-hmm. Like he told you word for word. And even if he didn't, he don't gotta tell you whether this is out. Like he don't owe you that. You're on my porch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't owe you no explanation. You're on my front porch. What are you doing at my house? First of all, you ask him, "Do he live here?"
Mm.
Do you live here? Like, what are you talking about? Like, you don't live here. Worrying about what somebody else is, bro.
You're
if you're that
house.
Scared,
okay,
go home. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be out no way because you could have got, bro.
If you couldn't even handle this in the first place, what you doing out here?
Exactly, bro. Mm-hmm. You know how this day and age is, bro. Somebody could have easily came out and you know what I'm saying, like, and really made that situation bad, bro. Go home, bro. What are you doing? Then she gets on a response video crying and shit. What are you crying about, like?
Because she knows it looks bad. She knows what she did, and even
like sympathy for it. Yeah, like, sorry and pity her.
Because even if she didn't do it like intentionally, the fact that she didn't listen to him when he said it's my house, you know, he is black, He wasn't. Yeah, like, he didn't come off threatening.
Even if it was racist or wasn't racist, she still feels that like she knows that she escalated the situation.
Yeah,
she caused the problem. Like,
yeah, bro, like
you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, she's no matter like she know like that's why she's like cried and all that. Like, cause she knows like she's guilty.
But why are you trying to play victim though, bro?
Like, cause she wants like to not feel guilty.
She wants, but that's
yeah. And the only
she
way
wants
for her
other
not,
people to see yeah, her perspective,
other people being like, I know where you're coming from. I would have did the same thing. That's gonna make her feel better. Like,
bro,
you're right.
Then she got on there talking about. Bro, she got on the video. Talking about, oh, when I got online, she eventually got to the point where she was like, oh, this happened right before we were about to start our business, and bro, why are you worried? Like, it's shit like that. It's like, bro, you obviously,
sorry.
You don't understand, you don't get, nothing was going on, because if something would have, thank God nothing happened,
mm-hmm.
but if something would have happened, bro, like,
that's on her.
This would have been her fault, mm-hmm. because she, the man told her, this is my house.
Mm-hmm. And it would have been way worse, like, the reaction that she's getting.
Oh,
if
damn.
Something did happen.
Exactly, bro.
Then, like,
way worse, bro.
Then what is going on? Like, it,
yeah.
like, what's going on? It will probably blow over. Like, yeah, you're going to get some stares locally. You know, it's going to get talked about, but it's going to blow over.
Yeah.
Mm, but if something happened, that's forever.
Apparently this happened months ago. And they put it in, like, a Facebook, like, in their, like, their, you know, like, neighborhood
yeah, like,
Facebook?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they put it in
yeah.
neighborhood Facebook, and I guess somebody in the neighborhood Facebook posted it.
Yeah.
And that's when it went viral. So this mm-hmm. happened months ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's just now going, like,
going
viral.
Oh, yeah, because of the Christmas lights.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, that
yeah.
was
yeah. That's crazy, though, bro. That's, like, I don't think people just don't understand, like, the world we live in, bro. It's just certain shit, like,
you can't do.
You just can't do, bro. That's
no.
You can't really make a scene out of everything. You gotta
yeah,
no,
like,
I don't think
anything. Only ask that because they don't. You like y'all think something legal should have happened?
No.
Nah.
That's yeah. very dramatic. If
yeah.
yeah.
I mean, nothing physically. Like,
I feel it's more
the,
just a
apparently
really
the
big
cops
misunderstanding.
Came, but once the cops figured out the situation, I guess, like, they.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
It's
pretty.
Like
yeah. Like, it's, I think it's pretty dramatic if you were to get, like, fined or burned to court. Like,
yeah.
Like imagine, like, if you. Because, like, regardless of, like, if she was valid of being scared or not, she was scared. Like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah,
the reason she felt the fear might not have been valid, but
yeah.
in her head,
in
she
her
was
head,
scared.
She was.
So, like, if,
was
I, was,
moment,
if I was scared and I called the cops, and then they called me to court, and I had to pay a fine because I called the cops, I'd be pretty tight. I don't think that's just how it should work.
Yeah.
Now, like, if she called the cops, like, 19 times, or she called the cops 8 times, 10 times, then, oh, yeah, you call 9-1-8-9 times.
Mm.
Get her out of here, man. Yeah, get her refined, man.
But I feel like if it was, like, reoccurring, like, if she always
yeah.
called it on him.
Yeah.
Well, that's what that's because they consider that abusive 911, like, abusive
yeah.
the emergency line. Because there's a non-emergency line.
She said that when people were saying, like, she was racially profiling him because he was black, she said that she never thought it was a black man. She thought it was a white man in whatever car or truck he was in. She said she thought it was a white man. She said she never thought it was a black man. That was her.
Oh, so
I mean, that was her.
Could have been
the case,
face-to-face
you know?
Yeah, I mean, because... She probably didn't see him if he was just in the car.
Yeah, driving.
But that's like, no. But that's like.
But I thought he came face to face.
To me, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter
yeah.
what you thought it was. You should have never even. That should have never even got to that.
Yeah, I don't think it's a race thing anyway.
I don't
situation.
Think it should have ever
got,
you got
to that point
of
like
of,
cops being called. You
exactly
scene,
because
you
know? Anything could have happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't. That's why I feel like you, bro. Either learn how to protect yourself, or if you're that scared. Don't go
stay
out
the
house
crib.
Late at night, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you doing, bro?
And if you're in that situation, you gotta be more cool, like composed.
Exactly. Like,
especially
on,
if you
bro.
Got your kids, you can't be like panic.
Freaking out and all that.
Yeah,
shit.
You gotta at least be like cool and collected. Cause she told one of her kids to run. You got the kid
yeah.
and running, and your kid is back there,
yeah.
and you scared. It's like
it's gonna show them. They gonna freak out, and this is gonna
yeah.
make the whole
yeah,
situation
or,
even worse.
Or if he really was like following them, he could have kidnapped the kid because the little girl was far behind.
Oh yeah, no, so, yeah, she did kind of leave like the last one. Yeah, she
mm-hmm.
left the stroller. Left. Well, she didn't leave the kid, but
I
she was in front of the kid. I would have made sure
yeah.
my kid was
make
in front
of me.
Yeah.
yeah,
yeah.
She took off and then told the her daughter to run,
or daughter or whatever. I don't know if a daughter or something, but yeah,
yeah.
that's just crazy, bro. That situation's like, come on, bro. You can't be.
Can't doing all you gotta.
Come on, bro. He can't say, bro. He asks, "Do you live?" She asks, "Do you live here?" He says, "Yes."
I don't believe.
And you say, "I don't believe that."
And he gets to
what
screaming.
The fuck? Like,
I don't know, man. I
that
feel
doesn't
like
make sense.
It's one of those things that it could happen either way, though. You know, because like,
you mean?
If I was in my driveway, then a nigga pull up and he's like, "Hey, I'm looking for my friend's house," you know, and then you're like, "Oh, who's your friend?" And then he walks up all close to you in your driveway, and then you get robbed.
No, but that wasn't that situation.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, someone could lie to you for no reason. Like, he could say that's his house, but...
But
like,
I'm saying, though.
Like,
but I don't...
Like,
he's not obligated to tell you it's his house. You're on his porch.
It's like she's not obligated to believe him.
Nigga, like, cause she didn't see him come out the front door. I'm just saying, I'm just giving you that. I'm just giving you the point.
But I'm saying it's not her house to be worried about it. I mean, if I was at her doorstep, that's different. But like, this is not even your house, and you're worried about it, whether it's his house.
If I was running from a random person, right, and then I run up to a door to pretend that this is my house, and then this nigga follows me to the door now.
If this isn't his house,
and I know this, and he thinks this is my house, and he's walking up to me, he shouldn't be walking up to me.
If I'm running from a random person, I'm not going to stop and have conversation with them in the driveway. I'm going to keep running if I'm... What am I doing?
No, I would, but I'm saying, like, if I were to, like... Some people would do that. I don't know. I've gone up to a house and pretended it was my house, but I didn't, like, walk up to the door and shit.
No,
I just started walking
up
the
driveway. So he's going to get out of his car, like...
Oh no! If a nigga get out his car, and I'm that scared, I would have ran off the bat.
I would have a conversation. Okay. Like, is it your house? Yeah, I don't believe that. And then you start running. If I feel like I'm getting followed, I'm running. We're not having no conversation. Like, yeah. Especially if I got my kids with me. Like,
and then I'm calling my husband at least to come pick us up.
Something, bro.
The only reason she didn't do that because it was in the neighborhood. Like, she was like walking around the neighborhood.
It was a neighborhood.
I mean, she was like, I think it was like. I think you meant calling her.
Oh, you said you think her would call because you said I would call my husband.
Yeah, like if I'm getting followed, and if I think I'm getting followed, I'm calling the husband. Be like, hey, can you come?
Yeah,
I'm
gonna call somebody. Yeah. And be like, yo, I think somebody following me before I just yell and start screaming, bro. Like that's OD, bro. Like, because bro, anything could have happened, bro. Like that's nasty work, bro.
Yes.
But yeah, I know he's talking about TikTok and Trump, but Trump just got elected, man. How y'all feeling about that? You know what I'm saying? How y'all think the next 4 years gonna be, man?
Hopefully fine.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know, hopefully he make the right decisions for us.
As long as he put the people first, that's all that really mattered to me.
That's it.
I don't really care what else. Well, I do care, but I'm saying, like,
yeah,
as long as he has the best interest of the people.
Of the people, you know what I'm saying?
And get things done.
I've seen people mad as long as he does something. You said what?
As long as he does something, man.
Yeah, as long as he, you know what I'm saying, pushes the country forward. Mm-hmm. You seen that people was mad that like rappers was performing and all that?
Oh, yeah. Especially Snoop Dogg.
You told me before we started,
so like stupid to me.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, because like when they perform for anyone else is not an issue.
I don't think who you perform for that doesn't change.
They loved
person,
when Megan Thee Stallion performed for Kamala.
No,
I praised them for that.
Yeah, her shaking her ass in a professional setting.
And Megan Thee Stallion.
And in my opinion, I feel like that's worse than Snoop Dogg.
I think it really got cooked with Cardi
Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg was really DJing. He was at like a DJ
table. Yeah, I
don't
think it's that, like, it's not.
And it wasn't even that they performed for a president thing at all. Shaking ass is crazy. Like, as to, like, that.
Yeah.
Like, at a presidential, what are we talking about?
I think they're trying to appeal to the people, but it's like, gang.
No, that was the problem. That is her thought of appealing to people.
That was,
she knew this is what niggas want to see. And she wasn't wrong. Like, she wasn't wrong. Niggas proved her right. Like, they proved her right.
I mean, let's be real. Any straight man would want to see that, whether it's in a trial or not.
Imagine voting for a nigga because you watched a bitch shake ass.
I mean,
on the
no, I mean,
but you
but
could
there
look,
would be people
you could
that
go,
do that.
You could go on YouTube and watch multiple videos of
I'm
her
saying,
shaking ass.
Some people, some
better
people,
than that.
Some people think like that. I'm not thinking like that, but I'm just saying.
But there are people out there.
You
as
could
a
get
straight
people
man,
like that.
I'm just saying, as a straight man, that was appealing,
look,
whether
man,
it was at a rally, in the club,
if niggas,
on the street.
If niggas,
like,
if niggas want to be that.
It's Megan Thee Stallion twerking. If niggas, she's doing it in a music video, I look at it as a, it's no different. I wouldn't, me personally, do it. Like,
it's the place where it was taking place. It's like, this ain't the time for all that. You know?
I think if a nigga looked me in my eye and told me, like, that's what swayed his vote, you should be shaming.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Nah,
work.
That's,
yeah, that's nasty work. No, your right to vote should be taken away.
Like, yeah, no.
You voted for some revolt,
bro. Yeah, that's,
I think the
same's
on the other side of the spectrum, too. Like, there's niggas who voted for Trump that are, like, genuinely, like, brainwashed, bro.
Nah, on both sides.
They don't know what bro's talking about. They don't even know what his policies are. They just like the nigga because, like, that's what racist people like.
Yeah, no,
like, to them, they'd be like, yeah, like my uncle liked Trump, I like Trump. You know, some of them niggas don't even know what they're talking about.
I definitely
you feel
think
me?
It's
like,
a small percentage of people who are actually educated voters. You know, bro, some people grow up in a Democrat house, like they don't even care what's going on.
They just be like, I'm Democrat.
Family from Democrat, I'm going to vote. Family from Republic, I'm going to vote.
That's why black people are Democrat.
I feel like
it just runs in the community.
I feel like a lot of my family is Democrat, though.
It's just how it is naturally.
But me personally,
you get shunned if you're otherwise, if you're black and you're not.
Yeah, because they're like, damn, like, you know what I'm saying?
But it's the same vice versa in other households. Like, you know, like in the country, white Democrats, bruh, you libtard, fuck wrong with you. Like, they be talking crazy. Like, it's the same thing. It's just, you know what I'm saying?
I think you got to be in the middle when it comes to politics, bro. I think too far left, too far right is disgusting.
Who's the best for the people? That's all that. I think who's going to move the country forward?
I think the middle is the best for the people. Because sometimes Democrats are right sometimes and Republicans are right sometimes.
I want to see like a sit down of a truly educated conversation from both sides. Because anytime I hear something from like...
It'd be them trying to cook each other.
Bro, they just be bashing each other.
It's a pissing contest.
And it's like, bro, they're not listening. We're not gaining nothing, bro.
See, in my opinion, bro, I feel like if we were like... The whole like system should just be like... Like Congress and all that shit, bro. Just get rid of all of it, bro. Like the House, the Senate. It shouldn't be 300... No, listen, hear me out. It shouldn't be 300... It shouldn't be 300 niggas that are Republican and Democrat arguing with each other, because like we just said, that's all they do. They don't have any discussion about how like we could meet in the middle. It's about how can I beat you as a Republican and how can I beat you as
a
Democrat.
It's really like the Senate, like
both, right?
I ain't gonna say the Senate don't have more power.
I think,
but everybody has the same number of people.
Look, they should. I think it shouldn't be any of that shit because they're on both. They're still
you're
on.
You trying to get rid of the whole branch?
Yeah, because they're still on two different sides. We don't need two parties anyway. It doesn't need to be like Democrat or Republican, because that just it's separated.
Yeah, it's putting people against each other.
It should be like 50, like, or maybe even 100. You could say two from each state.
Yeah,
you know, in some states,
that's the Senate is.
Yeah, but like it's like that twice. So like, there's like hella people that like represent your state, like in like NATO, and like each like you have like a like the U.S. right?
Yeah,
with all of our countries, we get more representation in NATO than other countries.
Yeah, because like we're
that.
Bigger. Yeah,
but it's not like that. Bigger, it's but, like that in like the whole system overall.
Yeah,
but like if everyone had like the same representation in America, as far as like, you know, each state and all that goes, I feel like it'd be easier to get shit done.
Yeah.
Because people would care about America. It'd be like 50 people instead of 300 people, 200 people talking about what's best for America. And then like, you get way more done.
Yeah, true. That's what you're saying, man. But yeah, man.
And if they're not Democratic or Republican, they're just American. They just get shit done for America. It'd be
true.
Type shit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We need to find out what's best.
Yeah, exactly. Need to be one thing.
Congratulations to Trump, though, man. Shout out Kamala Harris. You tried, but. Yeah, it was.
I think
that sounded so damn backhanded.
I'm just saying you tried. Like, so she did, bro. Like yeah, she came on there late. Try.
She gave it her best.
They missed.
She was on minimal time.
Well, you know what it was, the problem? They missed aim their campaign.
I don't think there was nothing she could do. Right. She had already started late. Like it was.
I'm talking about what they. I think she.
They did the best they could.
She
with what
started
they had.
Late, but she picked instead of like trying to like run late on the idea of like what she was gonna do. She ran late on the idea that like you hate him more than you hate.
Oh, so
like she picked the wrong thing to attack. I feel like that's that's what
she went she went about it wrong.
Like her whole focus was bashing Trump instead of like what she was gonna do. Mm-hmm. And then like you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Congratulations to Trump though. What I will say though is this. We gotta get these old niggas out this office, bro.
100%.
We gotta get,
somebody.
I think the age limit should be
not going low.
Come on, bro. Can we get like a? We don't even gotta be like 30, like a 50-year-old. That's somebody.
I feel like it looks better.
They're more with the times. You know what I'm saying?
A little bit more. You feel me?
Connected with what's going on.
Yeah, exactly.
Like being half of them don't even know what's going on. The other half is just like they're with the old times. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like if you're older, you're just like sitting in an office. Really, you're not really like thinking and making.
Bro, you were born in the 50s, bro. Like,
your decisions don't, you're not gonna get to see the effects of your decisions. You're gonna die. So,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, you're making a decision on the environment in 20 years or like schooling in 20 years. You're not gonna get to see what it does to the hearing of none of that.
Decision,
and then the money, you know? Old niggas love their old money, man.
You ain't
no. They don't wanna let it go. Oh, you know, I forgot what else. Well, I was gonna say something about that. I just, like, I had a thought.
What you said? Old niggas and old money?
Oh, the president of El Salvador.
Yeah.
Y'all should look into that, bro. He's really young. He's like big, damn near like he just touched 30. I think he's like 38. No, I'm at 40. He's like 38 or 40.
Yeah.
Dude, for El Salvador, he's like one of the greatest things that's happened to that country in the last like decade. He's like young. He has a wife, you know. But he rebuilt the whole like cabinet, bro. Like his whole like government. And then he got rid of crime 3 years in this country, bro.
Mm-hmm.
They were the most dangerous country like in the world. They were like top five, like top three. And then, like, now, in his hemisphere, not the whole world, but in his hemisphere, they're the safest country in the world, in his hemisphere.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
In 3 years.
I don't think we could do that, though.
Brother, he arrested 78% of the gang members in his country.
Damn.
I mean, that makes sense, bro. If my big homie get arrested, hey, bro, I don't even really want to do this no more, bro.
What's the point?
That's what he said. And then he said.
I'm going to go get a job now, bro.
Like, and then he said, like, 10% of the people that aren't arrested aren't even gang members. They were just people that got caught up in it, like, who owned shops and had no choice. So, like, people who got forced to do shit that didn't. But they weren't really associated.
Yeah.
So he was like, outside of that, the other, like you say, the niggas that are running around, what they gonna do? They can't start nothing up because there ain't nobody out there to give them nothing. Bro. Okay. But the problem with that is too, you don't know where to put them.
Like the jails are full?
No, they're not full no more. They're over here now. But
what do you mean they're over here? Like in America?
Yeah, he released them.
Oh, he released them over here.
All the gang members?
Not all the gang members. He just released.
He released
people that he needed room. So like there were people in rehabs and not just prisoners, but prisoners. A lot of prisoners.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Because
that was the biggest of the issues.
Because he needed the room for.
But we wouldn't. Yeah. But we didn't like agree to it. It was just like a thing.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, man.
It's a weird man. Nasty. Yeah.
Type shit. Kim, you wanna
but it's a
lead into the next segment. You wanna ask a couple questions?
Yeah, man. I got a couple questions for y'all, man.
Talk,
you know?
Talk to us, man.
You know, the first question is, if someone broke into your house, right?
Yeah.
And let's say y'all had a girl.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. What would you expect for your girl to do?
If someone broke into my house and I had a girl, what would I expect my girl to do?
Yeah, let's say it's two people and they broke in and like you're trying to fight one off, but now they're jumping you and your girl's somewhere in the house. What do you expect her to do? Do you expect her to shoot him?
Okay, wait, she got a gun?
Listen.
I mean, y'all, if you have a gun
in a perfect world,
y'all got guns.
Yeah, if we got guns and my girl trained with guns, she's not going to be in the front.
Mm-hmm.
She definitely going to be like, you know.
In a perfect world.
She's going to be there.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? In a perfect world, I would have taught my girl how to protect herself.
Yeah.
In a perfect world.
Like in a situation.
Now,
let's
just say she don't know how to protect herself and they come into this house. What I would expect her to do.
Just stay back.
We had kids, our only job would be to protect the kids. If we had a kid, that would, like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Take the kids with you, hide somewhere, call the cops.
I don't know if I expect her to do anything. Because I feel like I'm supposed to be, like, the protector. So I don't know if I, like, expect. Like, I don't know if we get out of the situation, I get mad at her because I expect her to do something and she did it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The only thing would be if we had kids, protect the kids. Like, that would be my only expectation. Like, you shouldn't be safe and they not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, go get a weapon and go.
But if it's just.
I would expect you to keep your composure.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Keep,
like,
yeah.
You get the screaming and shit. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, like, yo, I mean, like,
but do you expect her to? Not just in a lot of people ain't been in that situation, bro. Like,
I don't care about none of that.
But at least
you
at
can't
least,
expect
at
them,
least,
bro. Like, imagine you had a girl that grew up in a good neighborhood, never went through nothing like that. But, I can't expect you to.
I would understand you being scared for 2 seconds, and within them 2 seconds, I'm gonna need you to shut the fuck up because we're gonna die.
But you can. I don't know if you can expect.
We're gonna die, bitch.
Well, I'm not.
You
saying,
can't expect
like,
me to just die because you won't shut the fuck up.
I like,
that's how I feel. Like, I just, bro.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
I would love her though. Like, and I would tell her after, like, I hate you made me slap the shit out you, but you just shut the fuck up. Like, you feel me? Like, I really like.
Yeah, this is like a
like you said, you had to lock in.
Yo, somebody break it out. This nigga got in the strap. His girl cry. He pissed at her and then get back to
like, shut the fuck up. Because if the nigga coming in there to kill niggas and he don't know where we at, and she is
facts.
Screaming.
Okay,
and crying.
She
no, that's
her,
different.
Yeah.
And I'm telling
you,
shut the hell up. If you won't shut up, I'm gonna have to.
Okay,
make
she
shake.
Definitely should not be screaming and that's a stretch.
That's my point. Yeah, that's my point. You should
screaming
panic,
and crying.
Like, you
is kind of crazy.
You got to be composed.
You expect her to what? Expect her to trust.
You're gonna protect.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That, yeah,
I think that's the bare minimum though.
No bull.
Like, yeah, I think but in a perfect world, I would have already taught her how to handle situations like this. But I'm not expecting most. Honestly, I'm not expecting most females to like
handle
be calm
it.
In them states. I'm not gonna
now lie. Like if like they got like if I'm like in the room, right?
Is there a switch on their guns?
Do you have? Do you want to switch on?
No, not on my guns. On their guns.
I mean,
if they got a switch, I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, they could not.
I'm gonna keep it a bit with you, bro.
I feel like if it's personal, then they're gonna have a switch.
If they have a switch, I think that changes.
I mean, that's a switch. I'm not gonna lie. I'm with
so
the
what
wife.
What do you expect?
We getting out of there. You know what I mean?
How you gonna get out of there?
I don't know. We're jumping out the house. We're going to the attic. Something like.
Oh yeah, you gotta get down though.
No, if there's a switch, like, if I know that there's a like, if I'm 100% sure there's a switch, I don't know if I can go.
You can't wait to find out.
I can't beat that.
No, you can't yet. No, first off, I'm not waiting. I don't care what you got. Like, you could be in my house with a fucking paper bag and full of pebbles, dog. Why are you in my crib? I'm going to shoot the shit out of you. You're in my crib. Like, I'm going to find out why you're here after.
Later.
If you survive, you could tell me about it. But,
shoot first, ask question later. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but bullshit is like, I got to protect her. I wouldn't expect her to.
But, look, what would you expect her to do if you were, like, knocked out? Like, let's say you go down there. You get to fight with the niggas, boom, they knock you the fuck out. You go and you sleep. Then what you expect your girl
to do? What I expect her to do?
She got the gun.
Oh,
but it comes down to if your girl is like, would you? Do you think she's capable? Do you expect her to like?
You better up that shit, hey, no what?
You better kill them.
I can't read that.
You can't read that.
You trying to fuck?
We cannot.
My
we cannot read that.
I can't.
She writing the code, bro.
Hey, bro, right?
I'm seeing something.
She writing the computer code.
Incapacitated.
Yeah, if I'm knocked out, if I'm knocked out and she has a gun, when I like, I better be in the hospital, like. And when I awake, she should tell me the story how she just knocked these two niggas' head off their shoulders.
No cap.
Then killed them.
Yeah, but but if I don't, like, if I wake up dead, then we gonna have a problem. Because well, I mean, why, wake up. If you had a gun and Nate, why did you,
lights got
why
too
am
big.
I, why am I in heaven right now?
Lights got too big.
Or imagine
no,
if,
like, bro, imagine God if, is gonna have to run that story back.
Like,
to you,
imagine
God,
if they don't have a gun and your girl got the gun and then she give them the gun, like, because she's scared. Like,
yo,
like, they like, give us the gun before we fucking beat you up.
I ain't really fuck with him, bro. No way. You can,
you know what I mean? You can do what you want with him. I'll come with you. I'll help you.
What if it was a setup?
What would you do if you got,
I kill my girl. She set me up.
Relax.
No, she set me up. It's easy work. If my girl set me up to die.
In GTA.
In GTA type shit.
Is it in GTA though?
100%.
Look, man, if I got set up and I can get... that's a crazy situation, bro.
I think...
I mean, because that shit happens.
See, I don't know. I think
no matter who it is, like, if someone, like, try your life, man, you know, I think it's only fair.
If my life is on the line...
I think I would beat her.
I'm 1,000% cutting it out.
So if your girl tried to kill
but
you,
like, no, but
if,
like,
wait, if your no, girl, some real, if your girl tried
to
like,
set you up,
yeah, your girl tried
I'm
to get you,
she trying to take your life.
Your girl tried to get you assassinated.
Well,
like,
if
she let niggas in the crib to come shoot you in your sleep, you gonna beat her up?
Wait, did they?
I'm
leave
not
already?
Shooting. I'm gonna
like,
get rid
was
of the,
there. Like,
I'm gonna get rid of the threat.
Oh, like
you found out that you she brung him you.
Oh, so in the moment, like while they're in the house, I found out.
Yeah.
Oh, then I'm killing her first. And then dealing with
her. You gotta eliminate the threat first.
The switch up is crazy. I'm not
gonna.
No.
I was thinking that, like, the people left and then just me and her in the house and then I find out.
So if they come in,
I will beat her and then leave.
You're gonna kill her first before the people that's in your house?
I'll say you gotta eliminate the threat first.
I'm gonna die anyway, bro.
What?
Bro,
you gonna eliminate two people. I might not have my weapon.
Turn that shit into a suicide mission, bro.
I gotta get one. Before I deal with the two main problems, like, I'm gonna be mad at her, so then I'm gonna deal with her because she's right next to me.
You ain't got no self preservation, though.
Bro, so you don't want to, you just don't care about
you gotta
living.
Eliminate
you about,
the threat.
Like, you just care about her not living.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm gonna die, I can't.
Chances are she ain't got shit on her. You're the one with the weapon, nigga. Eliminate the threat and then get,
like,
get to her.
Now, I do feel you on that, but like, if she's right there, it's really principle thing. Like,
okay, I couldn't blame her.
Cause she gonna run away. Like,
yeah.
If she's not dumb. You feel me?
Bro,
she,
what are we doing, bro?
I just gotta do it.
We're not getting no sponsors, bro. It's cooked, bro.
I feel like that's
it's
real.
Cooked, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I'm not gonna lie, it's cooked, bro.
Tell that to any nigga that got killed by his girl, bro.
I'm like, you feel but me? But I'm not killing my girl in the moment. Like, I'm gonna figure out this issue before I even get
to
you.
But you are this issue.
You said, what if she's gone?
Yeah, your girl's gonna be gone. Why are you trying to figure out, like, why are you dealing with these two? She's gonna go.
Yeah, like, yo,
I don't care if she goes. I need to deal with this. Like, I don't. You can go.
They got guns.
And you said we had kids.
If I got kids,
if you got kids,
I'm not gonna lie. My girl is not my biggest problem. But like, she's not the problem anymore. It's these two niggas that's threatening my life.
But she still gotta go at that point.
Okay,
but
you being
threatened, you and your kids.
If I take the time to address you right next to me, they're gonna come up these stairs.
There's no addressing.
Yeah.
I don't have to talk to her. But the way I'm thinking, like, if she already set me up. Then, like, she can do anything to, like...
Her decision...
Hit me...
Especially if I got kids.
Nigga, if you set me up, your decision's made. So there's nothing left for us to talk about, like...
It was definitely not just one day woke up and be like, yeah, I'm gonna set the nigga up.
I mean, but
it was a whole process. They made a whole plan, all that.
Bro, I'm not waking up. Like, if I realize I'm setting up, I'm not looking at, like, I'm finna figure out what's going on. And then once I deal with them...
No, that's what we're talking about.
Then
I'll,
like,
that's what we're talking about.
That's
what we're talking about. Like, you find out. Like, you find out during what's happening,
but they're
she's
in the. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I find out.
I would eliminate the threat first.
Care
then
about
I'm
you.
Going for.
Yeah, I'm not caring about you.
But
no more.
But she right
but
there.
But what if she does something to you? Like, she could knock you out.
Cause she not on your team no more, and
exactly.
She behind you.
You got a back.
So the nigga watching
right quick,
your back and watching your kids not on your team.
They could take. She could take you out. So I'm taking her out before anything happens because she's next to me. Mm. Then I'm dealing with the problem in front of me.
See, but the thing, I'm thinking about it. She ain't got nothing on her. The threat got something on you.
I don't care. She could like try to do this to my knees.
I could see. I see your perspective. Like, I know what you're saying.
She could try to trip.
But I'm thinking like I'm trying to live.
You underestimating your girl. Your girl set you up, nigga. She wants you dead bad enough.
She don't care about me no more.
You know what I'm saying? You well.
So she knows a quick little back end, but you know I'm worried about two niggas front of me with this.
Okay. So next question, right?
Talk to me.
Go ahead.
So let's say your son was like running, right? He ran in the house, mm-hmm. and like you're in the living room, you're confused, right? And then you see another guy chasing him, and you find out it's like his bully, right? What are you doing in that moment?
I'm gonna sweet start whooping music. His ass.
Wait, how old is the? How sweet old?
Okay,
is the
that
bully?
Okay, man.
How old is the bully?
They're in high school.
They're in high.
Oh yeah, I'm dogging his ass out.
What age? Though?
Okay, let's just say 17.
Dogging his ass out.
Nah, I'm not gonna lie, no, because that's technically a charge.
Like, I don't give a fuck. This little nigga ran in my fucking crib, beating on my son, bro.
Wait, actually, nah, that might not be a charge. You might be
on my property.
Yeah, I thought this almost grown looking adult that I could not tell.
You might be able to
whoop his ass.
You might be able to put ass.
Even if they was a minor, I'm still putting the little hands on, bro. And his parents gonna have to get it. If I whoop your kid's ass because he
I'm gonna definitely have a problem with the parents for sure.
Oh yeah, like when his parents get there, I'm putting hands on somebody else if they have a problem with it, bro. Like,
no bullshit.
They'd be like, "Why'd you hit my son? Your son broke in my house, whipping on my son's ass. What the fuck else are you supposed to do, bro?"
I can just imagine me chilling in the living room, my son ready, and somebody ready.
Yeah, imagine watching TV and your son come flying across your fucking living room, dog. Like you can't let that happen, bro. Like you can't leave him, bro.
I'm like, yo, you help what? Him, bro. Like, bro, what is happening?
I feel like you gotta help him out to an extent.
No, yeah, if it's a little kid, I'm not gonna drag it. Like, but if it's like a high schooler, I'm gonna drag it. I'm gonna beat his ass. Like,
yeah, like
I'm really violent.
I'm a
sweet chin music.
Right? I'm gonna hit the bully, but then I'm gonna get the bully up. You know, make sure he's good, right?
You gonna get him up?
That's crazy. Yeah, I'm gonna make sure he's good, and then I'm gonna get my son, and then I'm like, we're gonna go to the front yard. And I'm gonna tell my son he's gonna beat his ass.
Oh well,
he gonna try?
I got a better question though. Like, how bad is he? Like, how bad does my son look when he comes to the door?
Because
if my son looked like he might like not just be getting hands put on, like if he looked like he got stabbed or something,
like
he's
so finna leave his body,
he bleeding, I might shoot.
No,
that
that's different. If he bleeding, we got a whole different conversation.
Like that little nigga might die. Like he might die now. Like, cause I don't know what he did to my son. I ain't gonna hold you. Cause I can't let his mom see this.
Oh,
shouldn't if she found out I just like didn't beat this little nigga ass, I'm fried.
But it's crazy. You wouldn't let your son try to fight the bully?
It's too late. Did you just say
would I let my son try to fight the bully?
You know what I'm talking
about? He clearly tried.
He's going to the front yard.
You see the results.
Kim. My son is going to try and try and try until we get
this problem solved. I don't know if you think this is a Disney movie.
I'm about to say.
If he wanted to fight the bully, he wouldn't be running.
But see, that's the problem because he's running away, not fighting.
You know, like,
he's gonna fight today.
What type of movie do you think where everything's gonna
stop?
Everything is gonna stop.
You lose today, but you get him to fight another day.
You're gonna grab this bully. Like, no. He's gonna let you take him outside.
You're
gonna fight this man. Like, what are you talking about?
If you beat the bully ass, he's gonna do what I say. Like, nigga, you just broke in my house. If I tell you to do a handstand in the corner for 4 hours and put a fucking lampshade on your feet and be a lamp for 3 days, you're gonna do it. Like, you broke in my damn crib beating on my son. Like, your out is whatever the out I give you. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's not crazy, bro.
That's crazy, dog.
Yeah, they gonna have to fight. My son's gonna get it right.
Bro, no.
I'm
gonna
definitely swing on the nigga, though.
But I wouldn't make my son fight him again. I would, like, tell my son, like, I'm disappointed in you. You are
nah, I'm not.
I'm gonna whoop my son's ass myself.
I'm not gonna cap, bro. You're my son, and I'm gonna help you in that situation. But once we get out of that, we gonna have a problem. we gonna have an issue, bro.
I gotta know what's going on, bro.
Why are you getting beat on, man?
And why are you, bro? You got my last name, bro. They gonna think we all do this, bro.
Like you can't,
bro.
You allow him to run up into our house, beat it on you, bro.
Now
everybody hands on that to us.
I want
to
know how far you ran. Who saw you?
Like he ran.
No bullshit.
Yo, like, how many people seen you running?
Like, he ran from the bus lot all the way to your crib.
Imagine you in a decent neighborhood. His people outside and they see you running to my house. They can be like, "Oh, that's the Bolden's house." Like, bro, now they know what's going on, bro.
It's even worse if my son bully a bitch. If I see the bully and the bully don't look like a bully, I'm gonna really have an issue with
you.
This nigga, you running from this nigga, bro?
Bro, that's crazy. Come on.
He the same size as you, bro. Like,
at least fight back.
Just fight back, bro. Don't run, bro. Once you run, you like don't run. Bro. Like
if,
please.
If you lose, see this, look at me different.
See, you know what I'm gonna teach. I'm gonna teach my kids how to fight, dude.
Oh yeah, you gotta at least put up a fight.
Why? Where were they fighting?
It don't even matter.
Were they fighting? Then he ran. Or is he running from? We don't. It don't matter. It
don't I see even
him,
matter.
You're. I see all. Him running.
My instincts kicking. I feel I'm just gonna like swing.
If you fighting a nigga, you ain't got no right to turn and run no more. Unless it's no longer like just a fight and your life on the line.
Facts.
Like nigga pull a knife out or something. Psh, yeah, I'm booking feet. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm not gonna lie though. I'm big on character development. If I see my son running from this bully, I'm gonna lock the door. You got to deal with that. What are you going to do? You think I'm not bailing you out of every situation you get in?
I'm not going to lock
I
the
like
door.
That.
I'm
come
not
on, bro.
Like
no, if, not, if you going to get beat, and you going to be I looking can't. At me through that window. Why? I'm like, asking for help.
I'm like, stand up, nigga. Fight back, nigga. You know, come on, get it going.
Yeah, fight back, fight
come
back.
On,
no, so he got to go out there and let him up. Nah, let him up, let him up. Yeah, stop grabbing, stop grabbing.
Nah, I would let him fight. Here's some water, bro. I would let my son fight.
I would let him fight until he's loose.
Could he run if he was getting jumped?
Nah, but even
if he's getting jumped, if you come in a crib with one of your eyes,
why are you getting jumped? Like,
no, we can figure that out
afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. After.
But if you're getting jumped, too much stuff can happen.
I've been jumped and like I've brung it on myself. So like, I can't say that the niggas that did it was wrong because I was asking for it. Like.
Right,
there
right.
was multiple outs. I just didn't shut the fuck up, and then we got to where he was at. So if
he was
my
like,
son,
oh, y'all serious?
Yeah, like niggas, like I thought they was hoes, they wasn't hoes. Like you feel me? Like
they so, was really like, with this shit.
If my like, son, if my son makes the same mistake, I can't stop that process.
Yeah, bro, like, it's like that. That Boondocks, cause like, damn.
You
what
know,
did he do
like,
to make them niggas that mad?
Nah, because I would do that. Like, look, bro, if I'm out with one of y'all, right?
Yeah,
y'all talking crazy.
Yeah.
Y'all talking about nigga momming and spitting his face, right?
Yeah.
If him and his partner start beating your ass, I gotta let them get their licks in a little bit. I can't stop it. Like, off
you know
the bat,
what?
I can't.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If it was me, because I can't fight another nigga over no dumbass shit you just. Because I would whoop your ass if you said that.
You tracks. Like, yeah. So it's once like, you
I
like,
go for this shit?
Yeah. Like, once you get done getting your ass beat, I'll be like, did you learn your lesson?
Dead
like,
ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you can't be mad at me. Like,
and don't let me get beat by association. Oh, nah.
Nah,
we gonna have an even bigger problem.
Yeah, now I'm putting hands on you.
Yo, get his mans. Get his mans. Yo. We gonna have a... Nah, bro.
I'm just chilling.
That's nasty work, bro.
Just beat on him.
Nah, okay. I'm gonna fight them niggas, and then after the fight, when you lay in there, like, you thinking me and you just talking about what you... I'm gonna beat your ass. I'm gonna start...
Yo, you better hold your own when they get done jumping you, because I'm gonna have my way with you next,
it's
bro.
It's gonna be round two after,
no cat, that's crazy. What about my daughter? What daughter?
What daughter?
If my daughter?
Oh, imagine if your daughter was getting chased by a bully. Oh, man.
Same, low-key, same if
thing.
It's a girl, same shit.
Mm-hmm. You beating the daughter? I mean, not the daughter, but you beating
her. A little girl ran in my crib, and she's 17. Nah, not a little girl. She's 17. Like she, you a woman.
I wouldn't beat her, though.
Oh, no, I wouldn't beat her.
I ain't going to beat her.
I would just have to, like,
I ain't going
to
beat her.
I would just have to, like, yoke her up and throw her
out. No, I'm going to punch you, like, squaring your shit one good time.
Bro,
like,
come on, bro. You got to chill, bro. We trying to get sponsors and shit, bro. They not going
to. You trying to take your daughter,
it's an intruder in my crib. Like, I just don't feel like you should be able to get, like, a talking to for breaking in my goddamn crib, assaulting my child.
It's still a female minor at the end of the day,
a female minor who felt bold enough to break into my house beating on my goddamn daughter. I'm
bro.
Gonna punch the bitch in the face.
Bro, come bro.
Like,
I have to cut this up, bro. You are like, wilding, bro.
You gotta leave it in, bro.
I'm gonna hit her. I'm gonna hit her in the face. Respect.
Bro, you bro.
Yeah, but like that's only cause I'm not gonna beat her up though.
You're not joking. That's the crazy
that.
Part, bro. I'm not gonna beat her up. You just gave her a right hook, a mean loogie in her eye, bro. You talking about you're not gonna beat her up.
Way less than the nigga got.
Okay.
Okay, that's true, but that don't defeat the purpose. Like,
they got hit with a combo breaker, bro.
It's lessons learned. I bet you she'd never do it again.
So if your daughter ran into somebody else, like in the...
I'll whoop my daughter ass.
No, I'm saying, but like, and the dude hit her, you look at the dude and be like, hey, I feel you.
No, yeah, no. If my daughter told me I was chasing this bitch and I ran in her house and her daddy hit me, why was you in their house?
Okay,
what the fuck? Why are you that mad? Calm down. Why are you even like? How mad you got to be to chase someone in their crib, beating on them?
Somebody's
like,
house,
you know what I'm saying? My daughter,
you
got to
be mad
bro.
At your daughter.
You got to, you got
to. I can't even front and pretend to be mad at that nigga. Like, my wife going to be mad at me. She going to be like, you going to let him hit her daughter? Baby, what are we talking about?
Nah, that is crazy.
It's like, you're over here wilding, running up and
you know what? I would look dead at my wife and be like, you know exactly what I would do.
That's nasty work. Yeah, no cap, man. Yeah, I feel you, man. I got a would you rather question for y'all. Mm-hmm. Would you rather have Cheeto dust on your hands for a year or walk around with wet socks for a year?
That's a diabolical question, bro. That's it.
Now imagine I just randomly rub my eye. I'm like,
yeah, that's an evil question, bro. You know, I like to do, like, rub my face.
No, it's a lose,
I lose a lot. It's like no positives.
But the wet socks, nobody can see it, but it's just mentally.
No, it's going to be the smell, my nigga.
It's going to be the smell. But you know, like, if your feet, the bottom of your feet,
people going to hear you coming, bro. They're going to.
You gonna sound like Squidward,
bro? It's not like you. Yo. What would y'all? I ain't gonna lie.
You can't be serious in no situation. No bullshit. Imagine you pressing a nigga, your feet squished.
But mind you, yeah, like you hoping you can't do nothing, mm-hmm. bro.
You can't go on no dates. All your dates got to be outside. You gotta go to the beach or the lake. Like you gotta go somewhere where your feet could get wet, and it makes sense. Like you got
the middle of February, we at the beach. Like, come on,
you dog. Only gotta wear shoes.
Mm-hmm. So what y'all picking though?
Your feet gonna be wet in the shoes too.
I mean, but at least they're not gonna be out. Like if I have some over, like at my house, like a girl or something.
Bro, imagine cleaning. You know, I can't let them smell that.
Oh yeah, that's.
You gotta be cleaning your shoes like every time.
So you're not picking wet socks. So you picking Cheeto dust.
I think so.
I'll just remind you, you could wear gloves.
Sometimes
I'll be like,
no, bro, we're not gonna manipulate the question.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? Like you scrolling on your phone, you eating, you get like you got a girl, you give your girl a hug.
I gotta have wet socks, bro. No care, you're right.
Because you don't think you a dirty nigga looking at your finger like
that. That's true.
Oh, yeah. And you're gonna be out in public. Everybody,
you can't wear no white tee. You can't put on a white tee. You can't wear forces. You can't tie your shoes.
Bro, you can't even just lay your hand on your pants. Like, it's a wrap.
Okay,
like, you gotta walk around with your hands out.
But same, I feel like with socks, you know, you're just in wetness, though. Like, you're just walking around.
It's gonna be an inconvenience for
sure.
But
I feel like, you know, that might be easier to deal with. Like,
do I gotta deal with the repercussions of it too? Yeah. Like, do I gotta get athlete's foot and shit? Webbed feet, nigga. Like, I'm gonna get.
Yeah, bro.
See, I feel like Cheeto, you can get around with Cheeto. Yeah, anything you touch. It's going, but you can.
If you gotta write something, the Cheeto dust coming off your hand on
the paper.
You can't
shake a nigga hand either.
You can't, bro. You gotta, bro, you dabbing up for the rest of your life, bro.
I mean, but it's only for a year, though.
Oh, you're right.
It's only for a year.
I'm not gonna lie. If it's only for a year, I might do the. Cheeto dust. It's only Cheeto for a year. Wet socks is gonna piss me off.
For a year. If it was the rest of my life,
I'd probably do wet socks.
Yeah, I think so.
But a year.
Cheeto dust, after a year, I can explain repercussions for wearing wet socks.
If a girl be like, "Why you got all those like fingerprints on your shirt?" Funniest thing.
You wouldn't believe it.
You ever seen Cheeto Puffs?
Only got a couple more months left.
Yeah, come on, man.
Like, fuck with
like imagine you want to talk to a girl and be like, bro, I got 40 days left. I can't even do it, bro. Like,
you're going to have to wait on it.
You got to have to wait, bro.
You still going to fuck with me 40 days?
Okay, man. You still going to let me think?
You got to lie. You got to lie and be like, nah, I'm on my healing journey right now. Just give me 40 days. Like,
I can't break with my journey, man. Okay, man.
I wake up sun-gazing every day. I really, like, I can't even focus on you. Like,
yeah, no, yeah,
man. Bullshit, man. Yeah, like, I'm really
focused. It's not you. It's me.
But it's definitely you.
Planets ain't aligned for us yet. That's
yeah, right. Okay, the stars ain't connected. It's because you a Gemini.
Oh, did I say that shit?
So, like, if I wait 40 more days after, like, you know, we can work it out.
I had
the
moon and
the sun align.
I had a dream in 2 years that we was going to be together.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean?
God gave me a message that now ain't the time.
And who would I be, you know, to not follow God?
You feel me?
You know what I mean? Like, I got to follow God.
That's rule number one, though.
Exactly.
Like, that's rule number one.
God first, you know.
Come on, bro.
If he told me to wait 2 years, God damn it, you wait 2 years. 2 years, man.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, that's unlimited licking your fingers, though.
That's some big back shit. That's a fat ass comment.
Yeah, but I'm saying though,
bro. That's a fat ass
comment. Bro, but you know, like you know,
that sentence, I ain't even thinking that bro.
That sentence alone weighs like 300 pounds.
Bro,
like, that phrase alone.
But I'm saying though, you know, like every now and then you get a little hungry. You know what I'm saying?
You making it so much worse.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just real quick.
You're going to come up out
your
sleep
licking your fingers.
And you can feed your kids. Your kids want to. Okay,
that's
insane.
All
right, bro. Never mind. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, I gotta pick.
I
am picking the Cheeto dust though. Because what if I want to take my girl out on a bowling? I gotta switch shoes, and she just see like,
yeah,
just my socks
she smell
dripping,
it,
bro. She okay. smell. Yeah, mm. no kid. You said what? But we don't care. It's coming off when I roll it, when I put that little this on it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and yeah, it's only
then,
on
like,
the inside.
Then, like, the nigga next to you, though, he go like, what the fuck you putting on this bowling ball? Nigga, like, what the fuck my shit dirty for?
I use the same ball, bro. Word to my mother. Yo, you got children all on my boy, yo? Yo, you mad day room. You know, like, now he getting in a fight with me because I got you. Bro, I can't even help it, bro. Like, bro, just lick some of the Cheeto dust, bro. I promise you.
That's insane.
Nah, he'll be swinging on you.
See where I'm coming from.
That'll be the limit right there, bro.
Yo, see where I'm coming from first. See where I'm coming from.
You're about to start a...
Next time, I'm getting a whole new perspective, bro.
I'm about to start a what?
You got paused.
I'm saying,
we gotta put a calendar.
That's why that is mad disrespectful.
No, that is what?
Yeah, for like you tell him the nigga to lick, like face. To lick my pinky.
No, so he can see where I'm. So he can see where I'm coming from.
You put your finger on my face, like lick that shit, nigga. Like you see him coming from. All right.
So what are you picking, Michael?
Oh no, Cheeto does.
You picking Cheeto? Everybody picking Cheeto does.
Cheeto does. Yeah.
Since it's for a year.
For a year, yeah. Because that was
because you can finesse wet socks too, though.
Yeah. But the only problem, like, imagine, like, you go to sleep and you wake up and your whole, like, every morning you smell like wet, bro. But think about that. You go to sleep every night. You going to wake up with Cheetos all in your hair, bro, all in the pillow.
Just get orange sheets.
Type shit.
That is you a true. Nasty nigga. Because that don't make it not dirty. That's
nigga, like, you let niggas lick it off your fucking
It's going to be dirty anyway.
But with like the socks, though, your sheets going to be wet.
That's like somebody
smelly.
With dirt,
we can't
like,
do that in
that's somebody with like poop stains. And they say, bro, if I get some brown underwear, you can't see it no way.
See, but that's because like they can't clean it. Now, if they told you I can't clean my shit for a year and I ain't got
Okay,
would I be walking around flaunting this shit, bro?
I'm feeling you, bro. But yo, nigga gonna wear orange. Now he gonna wear them fits. You know the
like
Cheeto
if I bring
fits?
A girl to my crib,
he gonna wear them Cheeto fits.
The girl not gonna know the bed dirty till she on it. You feel me,
bro? She gonna get on that bed and feel like it's bed bugs.
But she already see. But that's the key word. She already there. Like she's made it here. She fuck with me somewhat. You feel me? If she walk in the room, you know she could walk in the room not fuck with me no more. She seen the bed walk out. But once she get on the bed, she had plans.
You're locked.
Like, you feel me?
If
like,
she feel that
she had plans.
If she feel that cheddar jalapeno Cheeto on her bed,
and she
bro,
could complain.
She's gonna have a problem.
And she
bro.
Could complain, right?
And she but gonna look, get up and walk away.
And that's fun. But I'm gonna be like, you still was fucking with me though.
You was too deep.
I'd have drug you
right
in.
There.
Like I'd have drug you in the mud and you dirty.
Ah,
now,
nigga
like,
made you come in. Like
yeah, like you what you look? You look because look now. Cause Pete, look, you can either fuck with me, right?
Yeah.
Or you could not fuck with me. But then when niggas be like, "Well, why was you over there anyway?" You can't hide the fact you wanted to fuck the dirty nigga.
That's
now.
No
that's
bullshit. Nasty work, she go out in public.
You can't hide.
She go out
it
in
now,
public, like, got like some Cheetos on it. Like, nah, you was fucking with that one.
You was fucking with that
we
Cheeto nigga.
Yeah, we caught you.
All that shit.
You can't run from this one.
Work out.
Nah, that's crazy work.
But wet socks though, you can't.
Yeah, that wet socks is. That wet socks is kind of crazy, man.
I could just say I don't dry off properly.
Mm-hmm. But you got Cheetos on your hand every time? Damn, I separated again? Nah, that's mess. I know I separated again. I'll be in the flow state. Yeah, my bad.
Nah, I see that. Hey, I think I can come around this time and say it.
Say that again? Like, think about it and then say it again?
I don't want to.
Type shit. You scared that nigga off of it. Boy, look at intimidated his ass.
Hey man.
Look at that nigga.
I don't know what I said. It sounded good in my mind, but I
feel like you didn't even say nothing wrong.
You didn't say nothing wrong. It's just it was so choppy. I couldn't like I just need you to say it again. But anyway, man. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Forecast Podcast. Once again, I'm your host, BJ Tell my left. I got my co-host Michael. You know, say anything you want to say before you wrap it up?
Hey, man, you know, y'all have a great rest of y'all day, man. And we'll see y'all next week.
We'll see y'all next week. And to my right, I got Gabe and Cam, man. Y'all want to say something before we wrap it up?
You know, not really, man. I don't really know, you know. I'll see niggas next week, you know. We'll talk.
Yeah. Who's going to... Somebody got to close the episode out. Who's going to close this episode out?
Go ahead, Cam. This is your redemption right here.
Redemption on what?
You fucking first part, man. Go ahead.
Man, what am I doing?
Closing out the episode.
Well, you know, now I'm closing up. I guess I can tell y'all a story. You know what I mean?
Pause.
That's the opposite of what we're trying to get.
That's I was about to say.
No cap, you know?
That is not. You're about to start a dialogue.
I'm not.
Okay.
No, you are.
I'm not.
Because we're going to have a response.
I've actually never even heard you say that.
Yeah, I'm about to tell us.
Anytime you tell me a story, you've never said
that. Like, I've never heard you start like that.
Because you said that.
No, but yeah, I'm about to tell them a story.
Go ahead.
He said, fuck what we talking
about. Yeah,
no bullshit.
Hey, Bro, it's,
go ahead, man. We're calling out the episode.
We're all one. Go ahead.
Okay. So, there's a bird, right? There's another bird. One day, they got an idea to fly west. Why? We don't know. But when they got there, there was barely any food.
Script.
Huh?
I'll continue.
There was barely any food. It was cold. They had nowhere to go. So what did they do? They stayed together. You know what I mean? They fought. They survived until they went east. When they went east and they were patient, they found food. Moral of the story is, be
once
patient.
Again, if you're watching on YouTube, please make sure to hit the like button. Please make sure to comment. Please make sure to hit that subscribe button if you are new. And turn on your post notifications. We drop these episodes weekly every Wednesday. You don't want to miss it, man. You want to say your part or do I? Please also make sure to subscribe to the Forecast Podcast feed on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your Spotify Spotify podcast from. I mean, your podcast in general. I'm sorry. Wherever you get your podcast from, please make sure to leave a 5-star rating. We greatly appreciate it.
Just keep going.
And also make sure, you know, my bad, subscribe to all, follow all our podcast social media pages and our individual media pages. They will be linked in the description down below. We greatly appreciate your support because without you, we wouldn't be able to do it. We'll see y'all in the next episode. Peace.
I just feel to be disrespectful.
No, bro, because what was that story going, bro? wasted all of our time.
I was just about to, like, get to the most important part.
The nitty-gritty, bro.
Go ahead,
Finish the story, man. Go ahead, dog.
He's going, you know,
finish
it,
man.
I think you should restart.
Yo, we're not restarting. If you restart, I will cut this off right now. You better not restart. I'm not playing with you, bro. Don't restart, bro. It's gonna be interrupt, bro. Restart if you want to.
Brother, drop some
restart if you want to.
No.
Say something.